Sonic Erotica.
I get the most crazy fantasies going through my head. It'll be a combination of the different men that I find sexy and hot that are around me, as well as really crazy fantasies. I like to call them cave girl fantasies because they usually involve the being outdoors and things like waterfalls and mossy rocks, logs, dirt, all sorts of stuff. And those fantasies will change. It'll be, you know, everything from the sound of just something someone said to me, you know, like a man's voice or a word that was said or a story that was told or the look of somebody, or fantasizing about some random that I was perving on the tram coming back to my place.
Yeah, I never would think about a specific person. It's always sort of just a character created in my head at the time. Sometimes girl, sometimes boy. I don't know. It's usually just sort of in a nice situation. Never really like graphic or anything. I don't know. I guess it's just the thought of it. I usually have like quite a few little different scenes going on in my head. Like I'll flick from one to another, sort of like changing a channel. So that's what usually goes on. One of them is with a girl, a model, that would be like about to be going, I don't know why this, where this comes from, but it's like a model that's about to like go onto the catwalk and then her and I start making out and like sort of getting it on sort of behind the scenes, and she's like, come on, we've got to do this before I go out so I can look sort of like have a glow about me while I go onto the catwalk. I have no idea where that came from. I'm probably blushing now saying it. That's one of them. Another one would be me at the doctor's, such a cliche, hot doctor, just, you know, doing a regular checkup and turns into something else. One of them was when I first got a vibrator and I would pretend that I was at a shop. I would think that I was at a shop and they were like, oh, would you like to be like the one to test this today, this new vibrator? And then so I'd go and do that and see, and I don't know why, but that was something else as well. But yeah, that's probably a few that I can think of. It's weird, like, it doesn't probably have a lot of dialogue, but it's just like the picture in my head that pops into my head. I've never really discussed it, so I don't really know if it's that's what other people sort of goes on, I don't know.
Yeah, the fantasies that I think about are pretty well formed. Like, I'll have one fantasy for many, many months, and yeah, I'm a bit of a storyteller, so it's got like a little, you know, the character building and all that type of thing until, you know, at the end it all culminates in some sort of orgy. So I fantasize a little bit about like bondage and really rough sort of thing, which I find interesting because I'm something that I'd be completely uncomfortable in that situation myself. So that's strange, but it gets me off.
This fantasy I have is one of my most recurring fantasies currently, and I'm in a room and there's nothing in the room. It's absolutely empty, except right in the middle is this high hardwood antique bench, and it's very specifically an antique bench because I love old wood, and I'm strapped to it and I'm surrounded by maybe four or five men. Sometimes it's men and women, sometimes it's just men, and they're all watching me, and I'm naked and they're all clothed, usually very nicely clothed as well, like business suits and sort of looking very powerful and important, and I'm vulnerable and naked. And they are, one of them who sort of feels like their leader or something is standing above me using a vibrator on my clit, and he's telling me that if I come, they're all going to fuck me. And so I'm trying not to, and he's telling me if I come, they'll fuck me because whether I like it or not, because I'm obviously a dirty whore who deserves it. And so I'm writhing about trying not to, but the pressure is really intense, and then he starts to finger me, and as he does, I start coming really loudly, and everyone starts laughing and undoing their flies. And that one always works for me. It's pretty currently very reliable fantasy. In the moment, it's kind of humiliating, but also I've reached that point where I can't stop myself. The sensations are too pleasurable, even while I feel really revealed and sort of embarrassed and not wanting to show how vulnerable and turned on I am, but I just can't help myself. It's definitely something that appeals to me sexually, maybe because in reality I'm very self-conscious, and the idea of being forced to let go of that self-consciousness is perhaps appealing. But also I think I'm an exhibitionist, and I like I'm sexually submissive, so I like the idea of being forced to reveal myself, or of people wanting to see me that much that they will see me whether I like it or not. I think what appeals to me about the antique bench is the masculinity of it, the masculine associations I have with it, and the idea of it being something you might see in a gentleman's club, and that sort of dense, hard oldness of the wood contrasts with my sense of being soft and female and vulnerable.